Welcome to BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Hey everyone, I'm Melissa Walkenhauer with BIC Magazine. I'm joined today with Chad Burke, President and CEO of Economic Alliance Houston Port Region. The Economic Alliance is the economic development corporation for the Houston Ship Channel region, the nation's largest petrochemical complex and second largest port. The mission is to grow this vital regional community by attracting new businesses and creating an environment where businesses can expand. With over 250 private member companies, the Alliance's influence extends over Harris County, the Port of Houston, and includes 12 cities surrounding. Thank you so much for joining me, Chad. First of all, this year's Gulf Coast Industry Forum is packed with some great panelists from LyondellBasell, Chevron Phillips, Port Houston, and many others. Could you tell us what those that attend can expect from this year's panel experts?
Sure, Melissa, and thank you for having me on. Always appreciate talking with you. Yeah, so the day lines up like this. It's a one-day event and starts off at the program kicks off at 9. Our first panel is a supply chain panel discussion. It includes representatives from ExxonMobil, their global supply chain manager, the presiding officer of our Houston pilots, which drive the large vessels in the Houston Ship Channel region, KTN's president, Frank Vingerhoots. KTN processes and manages resins and pellets. They control the majority of that market here in Houston, and that is the majority of the products that we export in containerized products, as far as exporting those things overseas. And then from Maersk, we have their senior operations manager. So we will talk with actually one of the shippers as well and take a real hard look at the entire supply chain from manufacturing to processing to not just directing the vessels, but then how that feeds all the way into the global market as far as around the world. What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? How can we improve that moving forward? Okay. Right after that, we'll go into what I've always said is the heart of the conference, which is the petrochemical leadership panel, where we have three plant managers sit down with our moderator, Jim Griffin, to talk about their specific sites, issues that they're facing, opportunities that they're facing this year. We get a wonderful panel. And what we try and do is bring in companies that are either in some form or fashion, either just building a big project or have just gone online with a big project. So we want to hear kind of some of the new interesting things that are happening. And this year is no different. From Chevron Pasadena Refining, we have their plant manager, Tiffany Steele, just fantastic project there, reconverting that Chevron facility into LTO or light tight oil use, expanding their products, increasing their capacity, and taking crude oil from their own fields here in Texas, which is just one of my favorite projects. They're in the middle of that project right now. It's being built and won't be completed until the end of next year. So really interesting things going on there. Eric Bass, plant manager with Ineos. They've just got a project that is a new plant that has come online. And then same thing with LyondellBasell's Channelview plant manager, Anthony Wood. The POTBA project has just come online there, multi-billion dollar project. And so we get to talk to the folks in charge of these big projects, right, as either they're being constructed or coming online. So really fascinating discussion there to really peek into what's happening in our industry and what we need to be doing or being aware of to make sure that we're staying successful. So those are the first two panels. I think just fascinating panels, supply chain, how are we moving products, and then petrochemical, how are we making, what are we doing to make products right there. We'll go in a little, have a little networking break, and then we'll move into one of our keynote speakers, Steve Prusak, who is a senior VP at Chevron Phillips Chemical. He is one of the key leaders on their $8.5 billion orange project that was announced earlier this year and is being built out in Orange, Texas. One of the largest, it's really three plants in one, but one of the largest capital investments along the Texas Gulf Coast that we've seen in the last decade. So that'll be very interesting to see. Take a look at, you know, what products they're making, why they're making them, who they're selling them to, what they are converted into on down the value chain. So really interesting project there. A lot of our contractors are very interested in that as well, obviously, with that size and scope of projects over the next probably 2.5-3 years. And at lunch, our keynote speaker, we'll hear from Rick Campo, the chairman of the Port of Houston, the state of the Port of Houston. What is going on? How's the widening project going? They've breached the widening project through the bay now and kind of deconflicted some of those very large vessels, whether it be crude carriers or container carriers. So great progress there. What developments are continuing with expansion of dock space and all kinds of just really infrastructure type work at the Port of Houston. So we'll get the lowdown from the chairman. Fantastic speaker and always brings a lot of good information. We'll follow that up with our annual Industrial Icon Award, which I'm always excited about. You know, that's a roll it out the day of award. So no, we're keeping that under wraps right now. But that'll be announced at the event. That's really a lot of fun and just fantastic people that have been recognized with that. Last year's representative was Hector Rivero from the Texas Chemical Council. So really good time to honor some of our leaders. We follow that up with just literally one of the best speakers in the state of Texas, Ryan Sitton, CEO and founder of Pinnacle. He is a former railroad commissioner, owner of a very successful engineering firm that works in the chemical and refining industry. He's going to give us a peek into global geopolitical energy landscape and what that means to Texas. You know, with everything going on around the world, what does that mean to Texas as far as things that we can produce out of oil and gas? So just fantastic. Another really nice panel right after that is we're calling this our Shell Sustainability panel. We'll take a hard look, and this will be an entire panel of representatives from Shell that will talk and dive deep into hydrogen, carbon capture and sequestration, and advanced recycling. They've got projects in all three of those areas that are either currently working or they're working on ramping those up right now. It's hard dollar capital investment, job creating type projects, and it's going to be very educational. I got the behind the scenes look at this presentation, and it's going to really kind of talk through how hydrogen will be used inside facilities. What does carbon capture look like inside existing facilities? What are our challenges in advanced recycling as far as plastics go? So it's a great conversation. I'm really looking forward to that. And they're bringing in their specialists from all over, you know, Shell, North America to have that conversation. And then our final conversation of the day, which is really kind of the capstone of the day, is the port and petrochemical impact on Houston's economy. This is a panel discussion. This includes some of the best stakeholders that we were able to get a hold of. And I'm really proud of this one. We've got Hector Rivero, who I'd mentioned, who is president of TCC. He will represent kind of the chemical industry. We've got Bob Harvey, who is the president of the Greater Houston Partnership, to kind of talk about economics in Houston. We've got Charlie Jenkins, who is the chief channel infrastructure officer for the Port of Houston. And then we've got State Senator, Dean of the Senate, John Whitmire, who is a Houstonian, who represents part of our area along the Houston Ship Channel, to talk about the states, how this region impacts the state. So you've got the chemical industry, you've got the Port of Houston, you've got the Greater Houston Partnership, and then you've got the state of Texas, all represented with these four individuals, to really dive into what does this region mean to Houston and to the state of Texas? What are we doing well? what are our opportunities to continue to succeed? And then what are those challenges or hurdles that we really need to pay attention to so that we don't do anything to harm the golden goose, which is this job creation petrochemical industry. So that's the culmination of the day, is the really kind of macro look at the impact that we have on Houston and Texas. And I know that's a lot, and I probably dominated more than 5 minutes of the conversation there, but it's a full day. But you can see how it weaves together and how important these topics are to this region. So I'm really excited about it. So
absolutely. Those are some really amazing names. How difficult is it to get a lineup like that?
It is. I saw this question before we got to talk, and I was like, "Oh wow, that's the one answer. The one word answer is very." But
yeah,
but it's a lot of fun. We have a fantastic committee that helps us come up with the ideas and who we should approach and helps us kind of gather these names and speakers in. We start this, you know, the events in September. In October, we're already laying out the lineup for the next year. So it's a year-round kind of process. So normally, hopefully, we've got this lineup locked in sometime early in the first quarter, by the end of the first quarter of the year that we're in. So it doesn't make me lose too many sleepless nights if we're doing our job early. So it's a challenge, but it's a lot of fun. And we have a great committee that really helps us with it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, we know how that is. So let's go back a little bit. How did the Gulf Coast Industry Forum get started and why?
Yeah, so that's a great story that I like to tell because a lot of people don't realize it. It's not that we're just trying to put on an event to put on an event. I mean, we're not an event organization. We'll talk about that in a minute. We're an economic development corporation with the mission of growing the economy. But 14 years ago, you know, it was 2009 to 2010, back in there, the economy was not doing great. We had just suffered from Hurricane Ike. We had just in 2009, the financial crisis had hit. In the U.S., we were paying between $12 and $15 per MBTU for natural gas, which is the feedstock and energy source for this chemical energy in an industry. And we were not anywhere near the position we are after a decade of capital investment, because we weren't positioned with prices of oil and gas to be able to take advantage of that. And to that end, Hector Rivero, you know, a good friend at the Chemical Council, had come down and asked and talked with the East Harris County Manufacturers Association that, hey, we need to really put something together to kind of forecast what the industry can expect, whether it's in capital investment, workforce development, infrastructure. What are we looking at? Because they were uncertain times. And I still remember that conversation to this day, because you know, Hector had come down, and we had representatives from ECMA, and they came in and they sat down, and they're members of ours, but they sat down with me in the office and said, "Chad, we can't do this from Austin down here." At that time, ECMA was not really kind of structurally set up to host that kind of event, but they asked us, they said, "Can you pull together your members and this industry and provide us with an annual event that takes a peek into the industry so that we can help plan and help pass that information on to contractors and EPCs and all the people that participate in this industry, so that everybody knows annually kind of which direction we're going?" So it took us 8, 9, 10 months to ramp up the first one. I expected about 200 people, and I think that day we had 500 people for a half day, like 3-hour event, and it's just grown from there. I think last year, you know, it's a full day event now, but we had over 800 people last year, including, you know, Governor Abbott and just a laundry list of exceptional stakeholders. So it was really born out of a need from the industry to be able to kind of come together and forecast what are we facing over the next few years. And so it's really, it's grown from that. It's it's grown into a lot of different things, but it's born out of that initial request from our members and from the industry to say, hey, what's happening? Can we talk about it, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. So you kind of touched on this, but how does producing an event like the Gulf Coast Industry Forum fit into the purpose of the Economic Alliance's mission statement?
Yeah, no, and I think that's a great question too, because you don't want to be, you know, we don't want to be doing something that's not in the mission of the Economic Alliance. And by providing this much forward-looking information, it does two things. It really transfers that information to all of the companies in the region that want to kind of understand where we are and where we're going. And then at the same time, it provides a day to network with key stakeholders and companies that you may want to do business with, or you need to develop a relationship, or you need to understand what's happening, you know, in this industry, whether it's onset of carbon capture and sequestration or the use of hydrogen, or what are those trends that are happening? So I can take that information back to my company, sit down with my leadership and say, okay, we heard this information, this direction. What do we need to do? What do we need to be aware of? What can we take from that that helps us grow? So I think it does meet the economic development mission statement by providing that really critical information from stakeholders. And then the byproduct is also just the great chance to come together and network and get to know people, market your company via a booth or sponsorship or something along those lines. So it really provides those two key elements, which in my opinion, and I think in our board of directors' opinion, it meets our mission statement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, how can someone get more information or even register for the event or maybe even sponsor?
We would love to have all of those. It's real easy. Mandy in our office does a fantastic job on social media, as you well know. So any of the ads on social media, you can click on and get to our events page for the event, or you can simply just go to the website, which is www.allianceportregion.com. And we've got an entire page dedicated to being able to register or sponsor or really do anything that you want there. So yeah, allianceportregion.com, or follow us on any of the social media platforms. And weekly, you will see speaker announcements and sponsor availabilities and things like that coming out on a weekly basis.
Perfect.
Well, and September 21st, I don't know if we mentioned.
Oh yeah, I don't think we did.
That is. I just thought of that.
Important,
yeah, September 21st. Yeah, September 21st. Doors will probably open. We'll say the doors open at 8, but people are always there at 7:30, which is always amazes me. And then the program starts right at 9 o'clock. We should be done by 3 or 3:30 that afternoon.
Is that Pasadena Convention Center again?
Pasadena Convention Center. Yes, it is.
You know. Yep. Hosts everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time and the conversation. We can't wait for the Gulf Coast Industry Forum. It's a highlight every year.
Well, I appreciate it. No, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. As always, we thank you for watching. And if you want more videos, news, or podcasts, visit BICmagazine.com. And remember, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast. Log on to BICmagazine.com for industry news and resources. BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.